Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, gentle undecideds, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever piece of the space and time continuum that you currently occupy, welcome to episode 47 of Apologies Up Front. I am your host, and for this episode, I am identifying as Cristiano Ronaldo. Please update your phones accordingly. And this is coming to you live from the post-gig adrenaline dump after a sold-out gig in Russell's Comedy Brewery in Inchicore in Dublin. The kind of long story longer, which is what's going to happen on this podcast. I've got GPS talking to me in the background here. You can't hear it, which makes me sound crazy. But kind of long story longer, as a relatively new comedian, I just had my 4-year anniversary, which is still relatively new in comedy. It takes a lot of effort to get into clubs and all that sort of stuff, all that sort of nonsense. Oh, sorry, I forgot to ask. I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. I hope February's going well. I hope March is even better. I hope I don't crash the car. Sorry, what I was saying was comedy, people are used to certain things. Club bookers are used to certain things. They'll book the people they like. It's not a personal thing unless it is a personal thing. Like any workspace, there will be people you don't get along with. There'll be people you do get along with. Comedy is the same. Work is the same. And so, you know, as a newbie, you're on the bottom of the list. It takes a lot to earn the trust of people, which is weird. But anyway, so I've been booking my own gigs almost since we got back from COVID, starting with a weekender that we did in Halloween that maybe I should bring back. But anyway, so tonight was another one of those where a lot of bookers and comedians and clubs are saying, because I'm booked far away, which is great, but like as in Liverpool, I've got Liverpool, Belfast, Birmingham, London, all that sort of stuff coming up, but I would rather be able to drive to a gig than fly to a gig. I'm not a good flyer, but so I organised this gig in Rascals Brewery in Inchicore. If you're in the area, drop in. Great pizza, great beer. Anyway, so I approached them and I said, how are you, comedian, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to put on comedy, love the venue. I've been in there before watching rugby. And they said, cool, let's give it a go. So tonight we had Alex J. Byrne. We had Luke McGibbon coming down from Belfast. Aideen McQueen, my best mate's sister-in-law, which basically makes me her brother-in-law. And Eric Lawler, who was one of my favorite comedians, closing the show. And I was hosting. And you kind of go up and hosting is different to doing your set. So you go up, you do your hour, or you do your 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is. But you're in control of that. Whereas as a host, you've got to figure out, okay, there's Ben sitting there. He's a bit of crack. You can lean on him if you need to. There's Joan over there. She's not up for anything. She's here because her fellow brought her. You know, that kind of way. So you're working out the room as you go so that when the guys come on, they're coming on to a warm room, or the girls, ladies, humans. And so there's a couple of things tonight where I was a good host. A couple of things didn't work on. We always move on. But it was a really, really great night. And I'm in the middle of that kind of post-gig. If you look at the adrenaline energy graph, they're just, the adrenaline is just below the energy, which is dropping quickly. So I'm on the long mile road now. And you kind of go, all right, it's done. Everyone's happy. Sold out. Everyone's been fed. Comedians have been paid, which is beautiful. They've been fed. They've been given drinks. The audience loved it. Feedback was great. That's it. Now I just want to go to sleep. Like literally, I want to go out the door of the venue and just fall asleep. Instead, I got to drive home. So it's the, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's weird. A lot of weird stuff has been happening lately. There's a couple of things that are about to, what's the word? Drop. I got approached by a production company about going on a quiz show as a regular guest type thing. So we're working on that in the background and writing new stuff. I'm supporting Alex J. Byrne next month. All this type of stuff where you watch all those motivational short, I can't watch long YouTube videos anymore. I don't have the attention span. I've been hit too many times. I've still got actually a bruise right in the middle of my head where a training on, where are we? Today is Wednesday. Training on Monday. I'm of the age where I can see the punch coming, but I can't get out of the way. So I was sparring a guy, he's brilliant, he's a pro fighter. And we were going back and forth, and we weren't going 100%, let's say we were going 70%. Like, it was fine, it was fine. But we were working away, doing something. So there's a driver here trying to be an absolute dick. Hang on. But we were working around in the cage, kicking, all that sort of stuff. And I had thrown a left hook, and it kind of skimmed the top of his nose. In that, he moved out of the way. And he popped in this right hand from his chin. His right hand was on his chin, which is where it should be. And I could see it coming in slow motion. I could see the thumb go on his right hand from facing the ceiling to facing the wall, and his knuckles coming towards me. And my brain said, there's a punch coming. If I was you, I would move. But my brain is me. So I couldn't. And then my brain said to itself, but you are me. What's happening? And he said, yeah, this thing is coming towards you. And like, he's going because you just kicked him in the liver. He's not happy. He just wants to sit you down. And I felt his four of his knuckles across the front of my forehead, the bit just above your eyebrows. And I thought that he had knocked my teeth out. He hit me that hard. But it's weird. It's a very weird thing. It's not. I'm not saying that to be brave. It's very stupid. But if I don't train, if I'm not in that position, if I don't go and do that, put myself under that stress, that pressure, I'm not a fully functional human being. I can go and do a gig tonight, try new stuff, host new stuff, try and get people moving. But, you know, if something doesn't work, you go into your mental Rolodex of life experience and you go, well, I'm 42. A lot of shit's working, shit's not working. But two nights ago, someone was trying to take my head off. What happened here is these guys didn't get the double meaning behind BBC. And if you're a pervert, you got it. I appreciate you. No, but the reason why Luke McGibbon was on talking about CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, how that can also mean cock and ball torture. And then I went on afterwards talking about, you know, Luke was talking about CBT and how it can mean two things. And it's like BBC is exactly the same. Like I walked in on my wife Googling BBC. And I was like, to me, I didn't phrase it brilliantly. It was off the cuff. But I was like, oh my goodness, that's hilarious. That's a perv test. But there are no pervs in there. But aside from that, the gig went great. I can't remember what I was trying to talk to you about. I'm trying to keep awake on the way home. What has been happening since I last... Like, I actually got in trouble. Was I telling you about how I got in trouble with the Hugh Hefner thing? Like, I was talking to you about Hugh Hefner dead, his widow is releasing a book, and she's giving out about how bad he is at sex in the book. Now, she's also talking about abuse and all sorts of stuff. That's real, that's terrible. But there's the balance of it, and this might be not something you talk about in a podcast. It's a bit like anything. It's a bit like going on Twitter saying freedom of speech includes the speech you don't like. Because that's the... Okay, let me come back to the Playboy thing. We were flying home from Harry Potter World. Brought the girls over. And like, I know nothing about Harry Potter, but it was pretty impressive, to be fair. Like, they've moved all the sets to this couple of warehouses. And like, there's a lot of them that I don't understand. But there's some that you walk in, even if you don't watch the films, and you go, this is amazing. There was one scene, which is a bank, and they have all little dwarfs in the bank. I don't know if you can call them dwarfs, whatever they are. Gringotts Bank, whoever works in there. But you walk in and they have, you can't see the top of the set. It's like, it's almost 360. So you walk in and you go, I could be Harry Potter. I could work in this set. I can't see where the lights are. It was amazing. The Dumbledore's office, the dorms. What else did they have that was impressive? The Great Hall. Why was I talking about Harry Potter? Maybe that punch was harder than I thought it was. People should edit this podcast. And I really shouldn't have this be a stream of consciousness thing. Can't remember. I wasn't going to tell you about this, but let me tell you about this. I am currently being catfished by someone pretending to be an Irish model, okay, on Instagram, right? So, I don't know this person, never met this person, don't follow this person. I'm trying to think about where, let me tell you this, right? The person that this person is pretending to be was in Republic of Telly on RT back in the day. There's enough people in that show so that I'm not telling you who it is. But, and it's not a fella. Even still, loads of, and it's not Joanne McNally. So yeah, I started getting these messages. How are you? I'm whoever you are. And I just, because it's from the account with the blue star, which is all bullshit, but I was kind of going, oh, okay, how are you? You know, hope all's well, blah, blah. Kind of moving. It's in my, it's not in the primary message. It's in the kind of hidden message. And then all of a sudden, all these horny messages start coming through. Like, yeah, I'm a pervert, but this was beyond my capabilities. And videos started coming through. And so I was going, so to call the bluff, I said, I'm out of work, pop out for a pint. All of a sudden the excuses come. So I was like, oh, you're a fella from Kilmeny. See ya. And I haven't replied since. This is a long time ago. When was the last one? Last time I responded was whenever the last work night out was, which is a couple of months ago. Can't remember. Anyway, it's months ago. But they're still coming in. And you kind of go, catfishing is a weird thing. Because I know that they've done a clone job on her account, and they've done a, you know, when you send a picture to someone on Instagram that kind of has camera or something written underneath, so you know they've done all this work and they haven't asked me for money. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, and like this person is married with a kid. So it's not, it, there's no way this is them, because if it was them, we would have heard about it by now. Have you heard about it? Because if you have, there's a model trying to ride me, which is, can I get that in a t-shirt? Again, tangents, guys. I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't remember. Episode 47, we really should stop this. We're going to a wedding this weekend of one of our comedy mates, Betsy Spear, who we love. Brilliant comedian, even better person. Her husband-to-be was over with us. They were all out with us last New Year's. It was brilliant. So it's going to be fantastic. But it's interesting. Some of the stuff we've spoken about previously where I've gotten, where friendships have kind of ended based on the freedom of speech thing that we spoke about ages ago. They're all going to be there. So I kind of think, I don't know what you guys think, but I kind of think the world puts us where we're supposed to be. You know? Generally, if you're an okay person, you'll end up in a good place. And so this weekend, all of these people who sent, you know, pretty vile messages to me, they're all going to be in the same place. And I have a choice. It's an interesting choice. Like, I could actively avoid people, or I could pretend nothing happened. Now, I'm going to do the latter. I'm going to do the second, because life is too short. It's okay for us to disagree. The people who listen to this podcast, amazingly around the world, probably disagree with me 60% of the time. That's fine. There's like, social media is a weird thing where it makes you think that everyone should agree or everyone's opinion is important. My opinion means nothing. It doesn't even mean anything in my own house. So, you know, I don't expect you to take anything on board or get annoyed by it or anything like that. But anyway, so it's going to be interesting. I'll talk to you Monday, Tuesday next week about how it went. Maybe it went well, maybe it didn't. We shall see. What else has been going on? Like, there was the gig tonight, the run-up to tonight, trying to figure out social media and the advertising, the ads and things. But we had a sold-out room. Can't really argue. But the next one kind of is the build-up to the Mermaid Theatre in Bray on the 29th of March, where it's kind of art, music, comedy. And you kind of go, like, there are moments where you go, oh, it's a theatre, I've bitten off too much. But Everest is only Everest until you don't climb Everest. And you may fall down, but, like, why not? Like, it's not costing me money. So, like, I don't understand why I wouldn't. Because I was talking to comedian friends of mine from Bray who will do gigs everywhere except for Bray in theatres. And they go, no, I'm not doing hometown gigs and all that sort of stuff. Sorry, let me turn the GPS off. Go away. And they'll say it's too big, too small, whatever it is. But it's only that until you do it. Like, Everest is only Everest until it's climbed. You know, you guys listening, you know, the Leaving Cert was the same, your college degree was the same, your work was the same. It's only difficult until you do it, and then it's easy. And I kind of, I'm getting a bit hippie-ish on you here, but I we all get trapped in work because work is how we pay for stuff, and stuff is very expensive. And you want to get stuff for your kids, your wife, your house, yourself, whatever it is. And that's all well and good. But we've also got to nurse that other side of, you might be an artist, you might be a painter, you might be a drawer, you might be someone who just loves to sit still and do nothing. And we neglect that side of our lives. And it's, I don't think it's a conspiracy to take that away from us. I think it's something we've given away. So, the Mermaid Theatre and the Mill Theatre in the summer, like, these are aspirational goals. Eventually I'll fill the Mermaid on my own. I've no doubt about that. But you've got to believe that. So, like, when I'm training, everyone in the gym thinks they're going to be a UFC champion. Because you have to do that. You have to feel that way if you're going into a heavy sparring day. Like, comedians will go on stage thinking eventually, if they put the work in, they're going to sell out their local theater, whatever that is. And they have to think that way. Because if they don't, you'll see through it. They'll stop the work. You know, you got to keep setting goals for yourself. So whether it's like you want to lose a stone, you want to gain a stone, you want to learn a language or whatever it is, we just need to allow ourselves to work towards a dream. Jesus, that's hippie. There was something I read today, or did I hear it? I can't remember. We get sad because we haven't lived up to the potential that we know we have. So we get depressed because we know there's more in us than we are showing the world. It's become a self-help thing. Maybe that's what I should do. But it's, and there are times where I feel that. I get really upset because it's like, there's a balance, certainly in comedy, when it's so subjective. And I see people who are objectively still finding their way, finding their who they are. Because they're a couple of months in or whatever it is. And they would get booked in all these sort of places. And there's like, we've also got to be honest and realistic. There's a lot of pressure on bookers to book certain things, certain times, certain people. But that's not me complaining. See, this is the problem when you say that. When you say there's a quota, people go, oh, you're just bitter, you're just jealous. Jealousy isn't bad. Jealousy makes people work. If you're booked somewhere that I want to be, I am jealous of you being there. I'm going to work hard to get there. Now, I'm not against you getting booked. I will not backstab you or any of that bullshit. Especially if you're someone I admire and like, which is 99.9% of the comedians. But there are people booked in clubs who are, they're not good enough for their spot. So like back in the wrestling days, because it is subjective and wrestling is subjective, there were people who were back, they call it the push. When you get the main event or you get close to the main event or you get a lot of mic time, interview time. So if you were watching on TV for 20 minutes, say, you'll go, that guy's got a lot of time on the microphone. That's because he's getting pushed. Or that guy's got a long match. That's because he's getting pushed. He's got a belt because he's getting pushed. There are people back in the day who were getting these things who were not capable of handling the pressure and responsibility that comes along with that. Now, that's not me saying anything other than, objectively speaking, this person can't handle the position they are on the card in terms of wrestling. And in terms of comedy, it's happening in clubs all over the world, not just Ireland, not just Dublin. There are people there who are there because they fit something that the booker wants. That's fine. But they, if you were to take their act and put it tonight in Rascals, for example, they would melt. Or put them in the Hot Water Club in Liverpool, they would melt. So I am jealous of these people. I don't begrudge them. Fair play. They're doing something that somebody's saying. It's like when you go for an acting role and the casting director says, I want the other bald guy. You go, well, we're the same height, same weight, same look. It's just that's what they wanted. So you can't take it personally. But I am jealous. So we've got to verbalize this as well. Jealousy isn't a bad thing. Jealousy, if you go and stab another young one, that's like, you know, I don't mean that. But for me to say I am not jealous of people getting booked in certain places would be a lie. But I can also be happy for them. I'm happy for all of my friends who succeed in whatever their venture is, whatever they want to do, whatever they are doing. Like tonight, Alex J. Byrne, one of my favorite people, brilliant comedian. That was the best I've ever seen him. To the point where, as the showrunner, I flashed him, which is what we do to kind of let people know there's a minute left. I didn't flash him. I made a point to say, go as long as you want. You can see when people are in the zone. And I'm jealous because he was able to get to that point tonight. And I wasn't. I was kind of, it was a workman performance for me, hosting. Whereas he was in flow state, and I'm jealous of that. I don't begrudge him that. I'm delighted for him. I kept saying to him, figure out whatever happened tonight, make that happen every night, and it's game over. You know, we kind of, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm kind of saying stuff that you shouldn't say. You shouldn't say that you're jealous of someone because people take that as a bad thing. Jealousy's not bad. Like, begrudgery is bad. Talking shit about people behind their back is bad, which happens a lot in comedy. A lot in wrestling, a lot in music, a lot in everything. what happened, like, there are people who I actively do not get along with and do not like on any sort of level. And they would book clubs. And people would talk to me because we live in the same area. And they would say, oh, what about such and such? I was like, oh, yeah, great, good resource. You know, if you're a new comedian, talk to this person, blah, blah, blah. I don't know them. And then, but you live near each other? I don't know. And it's easier that way. I don't need to tell the story. You know? Like, I think there's a big difference between people who didn't have the internet and have the internet. So I'm right in the middle. I'm in the sweet spot. We went from landlines to mobiles. We went from landlines to the really slow internet to the fast internet. So whenever I feel this thing building up, I kind of go, would I say it to this person? You know, I don't know what you guys think. Like, I keep saying I don't know what you guys think, and then I tell you what I think. But then I also say, geez, I'm deconstructing myself. I also say, my opinion isn't important, but I can't stop expressing my opinion. Am I going insane? Answers on a postcard, kegolaughs@gmail.com, kegolaughs.com. Tonight was beautiful. I'm kind of in the middle of the come down here, which you've heard live, which maybe you should know. But it's a good time. Surround yourself with good people. We all end up where we are supposed to be. Be happy with where you're supposed to be, but if you're not, there's always other places to be. Always other places to be. But most importantly, right, the world's a fucking weird place. You've got Israel, Palestine, Gaza, all that sort of stuff. You've got mad shit here in Ireland. You've got mad shit in America. Any day you stay on your feet, I said it after sparring, any day you stay on your feet is a good day. Any day life doesn't knock you down is a good day. Life didn't knock me down today, didn't knock you down today. Good job. But I'm going to go to bed now because I'm going to go to work tomorrow. But I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're happy. I will be talking to you probably after this wedding, just to let you know how we got on. If I've made less friends, which may happen, but I'll let you know anyway. But let's always leave like this. Let's hug those we love. Let's tolerate those we don't. And let's always not take our penises out at a friend's wedding.